Okay, right. Now let's look at the study for a moment. Okay. Now, how many of you think that studying in England is different from your own country? How many of you think that it's different? Okay. Okay. In what way is it different, do you think? In what way would it be different? Pardon? You're dependent on the teacher. Right. Okay. So in your country, the teacher tells you more, whereas in this country, you have to do more independent learning. Okay. That's a crucial one, isn't it? How many of you have noticed that? That about independent learning? Okay. Now, that's not necessarily what you would be expecting from your own country. And that's a vital point about what we do in this country. We do teach you to be independent. And I just want to sort of look a little bit at... before we go on there, I mean, I want to just touch on why is it different. I mean, the independent learning is a very important one. I think it's a very interesting one. You might think... I'm just going to start now. Let's look at what is culture to start with, okay? Now, you don't need to write this down. I'll make sure that you have a handout on this because I didn't bring any, so you don't have to write it down, okay? So, a definition of culture is that it's a whole range of human activities which are learned and not instinctive and which are transmitted from generation to generation through various learning processes. This is one definition of culture. So all of you have come from another country. And, of course, it's obvious that now that you are in this new culture, you're going to have to learn something new about it. Okay? There are some skills about this culture. There are some values in this culture which are not going to be maybe something that you're not going to be aware of necessarily. I remember coming to England from Mauritius, and I thought life was going to be just like it was in Mauritius, except it was going to be in English. Okay, and it didn't take very long, and maybe some of you have already noticed this, for those of you who've been here a little bit longer. I realized very gradually after I had been here a few weeks that it was like playing a game. It was like I was playing the same game of life. But I noticed that there were some things which were different. And it was like playing the same game of life, except no one had told me that the rules had changed. And that's what can cause culture shock. Is when you don't know and you're trying to find out, to figure out what are the rules of this new game that I'm playing, of this game that I'm playing, and who is going to tell me what those rules are. So when you come here, you're going to have to learn things about this culture which are not going to be, as this definition says, it's not instinctive. It's just because you're in England doesn't mean that you're going to have to guess how people do things in this country. So being in a different... I'm just going to look at that one. So culture shock is the impact of moving from a familiar culture to another. So the moving away from your own culture to another is what... The impact of that is what's called culture shock. It's also the shock of a new environment. It's learning the ways of a different country, which is what you're doing at the moment. You're learning a lot of ways about being in this country. It's also the shock of being separated from those people that you love. Many of you are here and you're here on your own. You have all your family, your friends, your colleagues, everybody who know you are back home. Here, everybody that you're going to meet are going to be meeting for the first time, unless some of you are lucky and you've come with a friend. And that's partly what is culture shock. I just quickly want to look at what research tells us about culture shock. What the research tells us is that when people first of all moved from their own country to another, they go through what's called a honeymoon period. Do you know what a honeymoon is?
Honeymoon.
Yeah. What's honeymoon?
After marriage.
After marriage. Sorry? I can't hear what you say.
For newcomers.
For newcomers, yes. But a honeymoon is, the word honeymoon obviously is associated with people who've just got married. It's that period where everything is wonderful. Okay, at the beginning, everything is wonderful. It's like it's a new relationship as well. That person you've just met is fantastic. You know, nobody is as good as they are. And moving from one country to another is a bit like a honeymoon, where you think, where the differences that you see are interesting, they're intriguing. So you may be amused, for example, by the way that we say thank you in this country. Anybody notice how many times how obsessed we are with the word thank you in this country? Have you noticed? All the time. All the time. Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're doing, whether somebody saves your life, you say thank you. If they pick up a pen and give it to you, you say thank you. There's no difference between the two. And I'm always amused when I go to the supermarket. Okay, if you buy a loaf, you go to the till, you pay for it. So you give the bread to the person at the till, you say thank you. She takes her bread, she says thank you. She says, 50 pence please, and I give her 50 pence, I say thank you, she takes it, she says thank you. And then she puts the bread in a bag and she gives it to me, she says thank you, and I say thank you. So the whole conversation has been based on the word thank you. So not surprisingly, foreigners think we're a bit crazy in this country. But we are very, very happy with that word. We love to use it. And if one way you want to be successful in this country is to use the word thank you a lot. So also please. You have to use please. So at the beginning, you may think that this is very funny, these people. But these words are very, very important. And at the beginning, you might feel very excited and stimulated and curious. So those of you who have just arrived, maybe you're still in your honeymoon period where you think everything is going to be great here. But psychologically, you're still protected by home. So home is still very near. Now, the problem with a honeymoon is that it doesn't last. Okay? I've been married for just 30 years. And I can tell you, the honeymoon doesn't last. I'm still married to the same man. He's all right, but he's not like he was when I first met him. So the honeymoon is definitely over. Okay, so you will find that with culture shock, it's a similar thing. Where after the initial period, you find that the differences that you were noticing at the beginning, which you thought were so interesting, like the please and the thank you, they start to bother you. You start noticing, and the differences that you see start to bother you a little bit. So you might start thinking, you might start to think there's something wrong with me. Okay, all these people, for example, I remember when I was a student, I went to the canteen to buy something. And I said to the woman, I don't know what I wanted. I wanted some food, and I said I wanted something. And she couldn't understand what I was saying. She kept on saying, pardon, and I repeated it. And then she said, pardon, and I repeated it. And I start feeling very stupid. There's a long queue of people behind me, and I really think there's something wrong with me. So you may find after a while that you start feeling a little bit confused, a bit isolated, as you become more aware of the familiar support are not there anymore. And that's very important then to be starting to think, I'm here alone, my friends are not here, my family are not here, who am I going to talk to? And that's when you might have a bit of a culture clash. So one example of that is that maybe some of you who are coming from a Muslim country, maybe, you will go to the restaurant here and you may find for the first time you see pork on display. And maybe you've never seen that before. And that can be quite strange to see something which is just so different that you have been protected from.